Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Tess continues the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim about whether or not placing an Eruv in a city gives you the rights to the whole city, giving you walking rights and tchum rights to the whole city. Chachamim say, yes, placing an Eruv in a city makes you a temporary resident of that city, essentially, and you get the whole city as your new tchum, plus 2,000 amos outside the city in all directions. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, a city is not included in your Eruv. You get 2,000 amos from where you put down your Eruv, and that's all. If you're in the middle of a city, it gives you part of the city, 2,000 amos worth in each direction. Amar lehen Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to the Chachamim, how can you say that you get the whole city? I atem modinli, do you not agree with me? Benosein Eruv ba'me'ara, if a person puts his Eruv in a cave, she'en lo memkome Eruv ala alpayim ama, that he only gets 2,000 amos and you don't get the whole cave, right? Don't you agree that if you put your Eruv in a cave, you don't get the whole cave plus 2,000 amos, you just get 2,000 amos? So Amrulo, yeah, they said, we agree with that. But why is that true? Emasai, when is that true? Bizman she'in badiurin. That is only true because and when the cave is not lived in or livable. Aval yesh badiurin, but if there are actually people living in the cave, or actually, if it is set up for people to live in the cave, even if it's not actually being lived in right now, then it's just like a city. Mahaleches kula v'chutzala paimama. Then you do get the whole cave and 2,000 amos in each direction outside the cave. So, yeah, Rabbi Akiva, we agree with you that the city is the same as the cave. Provided that the cave is also for dwelling. If the cave is just a cave and it's not set up for people to live in it, then you're for sure right that you don't get the cave, because why should you? It's not set up for dwelling. You're not dwelling there, and you therefore don't get the whole dwelling. You just get wherever you put your food, plus 2,000 amos in every direction. So as a side point to what the Chachamim say, Nimsa ends up, interestingly, Kal tocha me'al gaba. It is better for you to put your Eruv in the cave than put your Eruv on the ground above the cave. Why? Because if you put your Eruv in the cave, let's say the cave has two entrances, one on each side, and the cave is 2,000 amos long, and you put your Eruv in the middle of the cave. If you put your Eruv in the middle of the cave, you now basically get 3,000 amos in each direction, right? 1,000 amos in each direction to the end of the cave, and then 2,000 amos beyond the end of the cave, right? But if you had put your Eruv above where you are, on the ground above the cave, then you would only get 2,000 amos in each direction. 1,000 amma in each direction to the entrance to the cave, and then only 1,000 amos past that. So you gain more by putting your Eruv in the cave than by putting it above the cave. But, by the way, I'm going to say back to Rabbi Akiva, but we do agree with you about one thing. V'lamodeid she'amru, when you're talking about somebody who is measuring because he placed his Eruv not in a cave and not in a city, and he's just placed it and now he gets 2,000 amos and he starts measuring, nosun lo apayimama, he gets 2,000 amos. She'afilu sof midaso kala b'ma'ara, that even if his 2,000 amos ends in the cave, he doesn't get the rest of the cave. We agree with you that when you're talking about measuring to something, if it is not encompassed within the 2,000 amos, you only get what you get. You don't get the rest of it. That's different, though, Rabbi Akiva, than if we put the Eruv in the city, where the city is your makom shvisa, then your city is your makom shvisa, then it's as if you live in that city. And you get the whole city and 2,000 amos around it in every direction.